Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your motherfucking ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 226 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of November.
November.
Let's try that.
My favorite month.
You know, I was going to say, let's try it again, but screw it.
It's sort of November
now.
Yeah.
It is. It's November now. November 2nd, 2018. I am Chris Randazzo, and it is once again trivia time here on the Stone Age Gamer podcast. Tonight's contestants are resident champion, Senor Dan Ryan.
That's right. All I do is win. I'm like a DJ Khaled song.
And joining us from the Whip Around podcast, Mr. Sean Hayes.
Happy to be here, metaphorically speaking.
Yes, and Mr. Dave DiOrio.
What's up, everybody?
These two have come to test their trivia mettle against Dan and hopefully have a good time in the process. But before we go any further, here's your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Just include the word Stone Age Gamer in the subject line. You can let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello because we always want to hear from you, the listener. So this is usually where we start, you know, chatting about the games we've been playing lately, but we're... You know, trivia episodes usually take up a lot of time, so let's just dive into Dave and Sean. Why don't you tell the good people who the hell you are and why you're here?
Dave, do you want to take the puck or shall I?
No, go for it, man. You tee it up.
All right, Dave and
tee
I...
Tee up the puck, yes.
Yes, let's tee up the puck and goal away.
That's how all this works.
These guys do host a sports podcast, by the way, just... throwing that out there.
Yeah, ironically, he's the one who does that. But Dave and I together, along with two other of our compadres, Jill and Phil, are hosts of the relatively healthy Whip Around podcast. It's weird news, bizarre news, strange stuff. We take the things, you know, that are off the beaten path and bat them around. We've got a scientist. We've got Dave and his sports and his down-to-earthness. We've got Jill. She's a learned feminist. And me, a cynic and a blabbermouth. And we just have fun with the news. So that's the Whip Around. Every Wednesday morning, we just crossed the 100-episode mark last week.
Wow. 100 episodes already,
No,
huh?
The 1 year.
Oh.
The 1 year.
Well, that
mark.
Makes a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's a 52 episode.
It
mark.
Feels like 100. So tired, you guys. November is killing me.
Can I interrupt here for 2 seconds? One, I have to yell at my children. Hold on, please. Girls! What are you doing?
This is real life parenting.
Yes, it is.
Really is.
Evan, don't edit that out.
Edit that out, Evan. What is the problem? Trying to record a show.
You're pissing the customer off.
For real. Hush up. Or I will beat you. I love you. Katie, what? Dark. Katie, close the goddamn door.
This is brilliant.
It really is.
This is awesome.
This is my life.
This is real slice of life stuff going on.
Good night, girls. I love you. Be quiet. Okay. Okay. So we can edit all that out. What we don't have to edit out, though. So, Dave, you're in charge of sports.
Sort of.
Your opinion.
Yeah.
Manny Machado.
Yeah.
Asshole or gigantic asshole?
Gigantic asshole. We actually, in addition to the Whip Around, I host a Philadelphia-centric sports podcast called Potadelphia that is released every Monday morning. And we recently did an episode where we talked about the gigantic assholeness of Manny Machado. And though he is a spectacular talent, I would not want to sign him on my team.
Not even a little bit, right? Like, I'm a Yankees fan. And...
Yeah, I just wouldn't be happy cheering for a guy like that.
Yeah, like, I have a hard enough time cheering for Chapman after what he was accused of, but, like, Manny just puts it right in your face. Like, he's just a gigantic nozzle, and I cannot stand him.
That dude's, like, a week away from something coming out about, like, some sort of abuse situation with his wife or something, you know.
Without question. Okay, I'm glad. Good. I'm not the only one who thinks that.
How are you, Sean?
Sean, how things?
I remember sports from gym class.
Climb the rope.
That's right. And then Oh, also before we go back onto the whole trivia excitement, Dave and I also now, you know, I can include myself in this club. We do some writing for Geek Aid, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Dave and Sean are both writers for Geek Aid.
I do about a piece a year.
But it's usually really good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And Sean just started. You may have actually seen these guys on the Pain in the Assathon a few months back. They joined us for that, and they took on Double Dragon 3 quite valiantly, I must say.
I kicked Dave off a building.
And then they played Double Dragon 3. I'm hilarious. All right. Well, I mean, obviously, there's lots of fun stuff that we could talk about all night long, but we are here for trivia because that is what is amusing, and that's what I have written down. So
that's what we planned for this week. So.
That's what we planned for.
Let's go ahead and stick to the topic, Chris.
So let's dive in to round number one. Round number one is a game I like to call Squished Together. Basically, the answer is going to be a combination of two different game titles squished together. So I'm going to give you a hint as to what both of the games are, and the answer is going to be something that is, you know, combined, like Reading Rainbow Six.
Excellent.
No, say like the TV show Reading Rainbow and then Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, squish them together, Reading Rainbow Six.
It's like the famous Jeopardy
category. That's
right.
It's before and after that, right? Game edition. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, no, I didn't steal this from Jeopardy.
No, it's squished together, It's squished together.
Yeah, no.
Totally unique.
Copyright.
Flat out stole this from Jeopardy with a smile on my face. So, since Dan is the reigning champion, we're going to start with him. Second will be Sean, because I didn't want to have two D names next to each other.
No one did.
And then we'll go back to Dave. But then Dan will go again, so my plan of having two D names next to each other was a complete failure right off the bat. And if that doesn't sum up this show, then I don't know what does. So, first up, Dan, are you ready?
Sure.
The skateboarding game on the original PlayStation and a classic arcade light gun shooter with a badass cabinet and a lucrative movie license.
Oh, okay. A lucrative movie license from a shooter in the arcade?
Yes.
With Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Or no. Yeah. Skater Die Hard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. No. I wasn't even going that way.
Oh, wait. No,
that's,
you said
that's
PlayStation.
That's not bad,
Fuck.
But it's a PlayStation.
Shit, I'll the give original you, I'll, PlayStation?
I'll give you another swing at this.
All right, read the question again, because now I have Skater Die Hard in my head, and I'm really sad that that's not a thing that I can play.
Bruce Willis is filming it right now.
I want to play as Bruce Willis, like, just fucking bombing out of the fucking Nakatomi Tower or whatever it's called.
He's got to be Lester. That'll be the best. I want Bruce Willis with a green mohawk. All right. It is the skateboarding game on the original PlayStation and a classic arcade light gun shooter with a badass cabinet and a lucrative movie license.
I have no idea.
Sean or Dave, either of you want to steal?
That cabinet was killing.
It's Tony Hawk something.
Or it would be Pro
Tony Hawk guy.
I don't want to help him steal.
Yeah. I can't get the second half.
It's the cabinet thing I can't get.
That's oof.
Cuz like Tony Hawk's House of the Dead, like that's not a thing.
No, I think it's a helicopter game. It's called Hawk something, right?
Look at you helping. You should be trying to steal or keeping mum.
I'm trying to talk through it.
But a movie license? A light gun movie license? Lethal Enforcers didn't have a movie.
No.
Aerosmith, I mean, they were in Armageddon, but I don't think that counts. Just a fucking song.
No. And it's not Revolution X.
All right, damn it, Chris.
I'm calling time on it.
All right.
It is Tony Hawk's Pro Skate Terminator 2, the arcade game.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
The subtitle. Damn it.
We're in a lot of trouble. I'm in a lot of trouble.
That was really good.
Why, thank you. Sean, you are next. Mm. The most beloved Super NES Ninja Turtles game and a cult classic first-person shooter from the PS2 and GameCube era.
Okay, let me hear that one more time, please.
The most beloved Super NES Ninja Turtles game and a cult classic first-person shooter from the PS2 GameCube era.
Oh my god. Okay, it's Turtles in Time. And if it's not, I quit.
No, you're right.
And then, what's the second half clue, Chris?
Cult classic first-person shooter from the PS2 GameCube era.
Hold on, let me. I wish I knew how much time I had as I'm crunching.
I'm just making it up as I go along.
I think I got this one for a steal.
I think.
Time.
I think I might know also, but I'm not confident.
Dang, I can't. It's Turtle Time. Turtles in Time Cop, but that's the Van Damme. That's not. Now I want that one. Now I'm sad that I don't have.
Just as good.
I want a double feature.
Man, you guys are coming up with some winners.
Cult classic shooter.
All right, 10 more seconds.
Keep them. I just want to know what the answer is.
All right, Dan, you chimed in first.
Turtles and Time Splitters?
Turtles and Time Splitters. That is it.
Well done. That's good.
Dan gets the steal.
That's good, Chris.
I find this
whole trivia show to be so much easier when I have to steal a question. Like, the pressure is so much less.
All right, Dave?
Yo.
A trackball arcade classic about preventing the apocalypse and EA's popular real-time strategy series.
Oh, God. All right, one more time.
Oops.
Arcade trackball classic.
Yep, a trackball arcade classic about preventing the apocalypse and EA's popular real-time strategy series.
Oh, I know this. Sorry.
I honestly have nothing. I have nothing on this one.
All right, Sean, you up for the steal?
I think so. And I'm nervous I'm going to get my names wrong. Is it Missile Command and Conquer?
You are correct.
Yes! Wow.
Nice.
Well done, sir.
I was sweating. I was like, you're going to get a goose egg. Woo! Oh, man. This is exciting when it's not your turn.
Right?
Yeah, man. I pass.
All right, Dan, looping around back to you.
All right.
Quite possibly the best farming simulator ever made, and the first game that required the use of the Justifier.
Quite possibly.
Can we get clarification on what a Justifier is?
I wasn't going to say a thing.
Well, I'll give you a hint that the Justifier is an item that showed up in the old the Senate hearings about video game violence way back in the day.
Oh.
Well, clearly the first one is Farmville, because that is the greatest farming simulator of all time.
Well, I said quite possibly the best farming simulator ever made.
No, so... Harvest Moon? Do I get the first part right? You're not saying anything, so I'm going to
say no. Anything.
Okay. Shit.
I think I have a steal here.
One more time, Chris.
Quite possibly the best farming simulator ever made, and the first game that required the use of the Justifier.
Oh my god. I don't got it.
Alright, who is that for the steal?
That was Dave.
Alright, Dave, what do you got?
Stardew Valley of the Damned.
Oh, you are very close. Anybody else?
I missed the second title. It's not Valley of the Damned. It must be something else.
Sean, do you want to take a stab at it?
No. There is that. I'm in the weeds.
This will be Stardew Valethal Enforcers.
I was thinking Lethal Valley. Oh my god!
You guys even mentioned Lethal Enforcers earlier.
My defense, I've never played Stardew Valley. I had no idea it was a farming simulator.
Well, now you know. Look at that. We're all learning something today.
I mean, I probably should know, considering this is episode 226 of our video game podcast. I've heard the name quite a bit, but...
I've talked about it on the show before.
I don't listen when you talk. We have a very healthy relationship that way, Chris.
Oh, good Lord. All right, I need another cough drop before this goes any further. This is getting worse. Oh, boy. All right, Sean, it's your turn. A prolific cowboy simulator and one of Atlas's most popular RPG franchises that isn't Persona.
Oh, wow. I'm going to need that again.
A prolific cowboy simulator and one of Atlas's most popular RPG franchises that isn't Persona.
Okay. This is bizarre, but I think I might have this only because of a recent purchase.
All right.
And I'm going to mess up. Okay. All right. Stop talking. This is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm going to guess Red Dead Redemption, Megami Tensei, those games?
That is exactly right.
Oh, my God.
Red Dead Redemption, Megami Tensei.
I was sure. I was sure I was making up that second title. I'm like, no, wait, you remember this? Wow, those are
good
deep
job
cuts. Well, the second one. Thank you. I was like, they're going to laugh because you're making up words now.
Isn't Persona a spinoff of Shin Megami Tensei?
That's what I thought. That's why I was like, no, wait, I have to find the one that came before.
Yeah, it might be. I think they're related in some way, shape, or form.
I don't know. Again, video game podcast hosts. Why should we know this?
Hey, man, I've never played any of them.
That was a Super Nintendo. Right. I remember that was that on. That was hard to get a hold of games like it for the SNES. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dave, you're
well
up.
Well done, sir.
Nintendo's futuristic racer and the birthplace of all your base are belong to us.
I'm sorry, the second part of that question again?
The birthplace of all your base are belong to us.
I like that you messed it up the same way both times.
Are you what?
I have a cough drop in my mouth. All right, Nintendo's futuristic racer and the birthplace of all your base are belong to us.
So it's F-Zero... Zero... I don't know what the second game is. All your base?
All your base are belong to us. What you say? Somebody set up us the bomb.
I have no idea what that is.
You have no chance to survive. Make your time.
Make your time.
Man, I'm disappointed. You're so confident I should know what this is. No, I don't know what that second game is.
All right. I got
Dan, you were the first one with the steal. What you got?
Sorry, the dogs are... Dogs, shut the fuck up. F-Zero Wing.
Yeah, that's it.
Well done.
Good job, Dan, tying it up.
Someone set us up the bot. But that game is amazing.
It's got to be like one of the best cinematic sequences in all of game history.
Also one of the best facial prosthetics on a character in video
games. Oh, without a doubt. Puts Kano to shame.
Amen.
All right, Dan?
Yes.
The non-Rayman limbless mascot character and Square's recent throwback RPG success story on the Switch. I freaking love this one.
Oh, man. Not Rayman?
Not Rayman. It was a Super Nintendo game.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, one more time.
The non-Rayman limbless mascot character and Square's recent throwback RPG success story on the Switch.
Okay. So, So the second one is Octopath Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell goes into Octo?
This one made me laugh so hard.
Because it's not Ristar, and that was the first thing that came to my head.
And he has limbs.
He does have limbs. Oh my god. Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Mascot.
Big doofy.
No limbs?
Cartoon character. Limbless, just like Rayman. Little floaty hands and feet.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Alright.
I don't know the first one. I don't.
Dude, do either of you guys want to steal this one?
Want to, yes. No. Have a chance in hell, no.
Alright, the Super Nintendo game is called Plock. So I'm looking for Ploctopath Traveler.
Ploctopath Traveler? Oh, God damn it, Chris. Plock.
It does come tripping me off the bruised ego, though. That's great.
Well done. I couldn't get Ristar out of my head. I know. Tiff is sitting here, and she was like, as soon as I said it out loud, she was like, I was going to say Plock. Well, give me some help here, honey. God damn it.
All right, Sean, you're up.
Okay.
This is kind of a meatball, so enjoy. The Super NES's original pack-in title in the most popular MMO of all time.
All right, I'll steal if he doesn't get it.
All right, but... well, let me...
Just want to get that in there now.
Yeah, of course. okay, hold on. Can I hear it again, please?
The Super NES's original pack-in title and the most popular MMO of all time.
Okay. All right. At first, I thought that was, like, the same game. I'm waiting for the second game. I'm like, there's no way. That's impossible. okay. Well, then you said it's a meatball, so I feel confident. Super Mario World of Warcraft.
That is correct.
Woo! All right.
I get Ploctopath Traveler. And you get Super Mario World of Warcraft. This is some tilted-ass shit, Brett Kavanaugh.
It was my favorite question you've ever done, Chris.
It's a lot of ingenuity in that one. I totally
random.
Uh-huh. You say that every time, and I get the hardest ones.
All right, Dave. There's another one that made me chuckle. Namco's recently revived 3D weapons-based fighter and an arcade classic about stepping on food.
Okay.
Got it.
One more time.
Namco's recently revived 3D weapons-based fighter and an arcade classic about stepping on food.
It's really good, Chris.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez. Let them take it, because I got nothing.
I'm so jealous that Dan gets to say this out loud.
Dan, go for it.
Soul Caliburger time.
Oh, God. I should have had that. I should have.
I want to play it right now.
What weapons does the chef have?
Oh, I'm kicking myself on that one.
Did you guys see that heavy burger game that they released?
No.
It's like a crossover between Burger Time and like every arcade Data East game, and it's just like a crazy, what's it, like Smash TV style shooter, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like a twin stick shooter.
And you go through like a Karate Champ level and a Bad Dudes level.
Yeah, you mentioned that on the show recently, and I was like, that sounds like a funky thing.
It's absolutely insane. I was going to buy it, but it's like $20, and it didn't really strike me as a $20 sort of game.
Now, it doesn't seem like a $20 idea, but like in a flash sale when it's $5,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah.
Oh, definitely. That's put on my wish list. If that goes on sale, I'm picking it up. But anyway.
It makes Soul Caliburger time way, way more likely.
Game of the year.
All right, Dan. An NES game with a badass sunset in the background of the first level, and a Ghosts and Goblins spinoff with RPG elements.
Ghosts and Goblins spinoff with some Maximo?
Mm-mm.
Not PS... Okay.
It's got light RPG elements.
A Ghosts and Goblins spinoff?
And I bet you'll get it if you get the first game.
Alright, what was the first? So,
an NES game with a badass sunset in the background of the first level.
Badass sunset in the background of the first level. Rygar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a ghost...
Killing me with this one.
I know. God damn it.
I believe you have played and told me that you like this game.
I know I have.
I mean, I've got to steal, I think, if he can't.
I'm not confident in the name of the second one.
Well,
Rygar, give it a shot. It's not... Fuck, the game's not called Gargoyle, right? Is it? Rye Gargoyles? Fuck. Rye Gargoyles Quest?
That's it!
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Got there.
God damn it. You're right. It was the first game. That was... Oh. Rye Gargoyles Quest.
Jesus. All right, that was Dan's last one.
I can't get Super Mario World of Warcraft on any of these, Chris.
I thought Rye Gargoyles Quest was... I thought that was pretty straightforward.
I mean, it's kind of. Once you know the answer, it is.
All right, Sean, this is your last one.
Okay.
One of last year's most critically acclaimed action RPGs from Platinum Games, and the Game Boy version of the original Virtual Pets.
Okay, the only way I'm going to get this is, if I can't get the first, I'm dead in the water. Okay, as usual, can I hear it one more time?
One of last year's most critically acclaimed action RPGs from Platinum Games, and the Game Boy version of the original Virtual Pets. This is a hard one to pronounce.
Did Bayonetta is not... That's older. And you said last year?
Last year, yeah. Although technically that would work.
Ooh, wait. But I don't know the second one.
Yeah, Bayonetta's not an action RPG, though.
No, but you gave me a clue, maybe accidentally. What's the second part?
The Game Boy version of the original Virtual Pets. Don't focus so much on the fact that it's the Game Boy version.
And I think I knew the first one, and I don't want these bums to steal it. They probably already know. Okay, you know what? Good luck to yous, because I don't want to sound stupid. It's got to be that, however you pronounce the first, the Nier Automata, isn't it, Chris?
Uh-huh. I think I got it.
Dang it. Virtual Pets on Game Boy?
I think, and only because I have daughters and they wanted one for Christmas last year, which I did not buy them.
Why can't my kid grow up faster?
Like I said, don't think so much about the fact that it's a Game Boy version. I specifically called that out because the Game Boy version is just the name of what these things are.
I got it. I do.
I know what the second game is. I don't know the first one, though.
Good, because I said it and you weren't listening.
No, I heard it, too.
Like, in one ear and out the other. It's something. I'm sure it's something cutesy. Amiibo or whatever. Like, no, I'm never going to come up with that. You dastardly Destro of trivia.
All right, Dan, your turn to steal.
Nier Automata Tamagotchi.
That's the one.
Wow, well done. I recognize it. Whatever that's worth.
I've heard those words before.
All right, Dave, last question of the round.
Oh, I got to get on the board. All right, what do we got?
That's right, you don't have any points yet.
No.
All right. A game about creativity and cardboard, and a Capcom Samurai game that's getting an HD remaster.
Got it?
Okay. Repeat one more time.
A game about creativity and cardboard, and a Capcom Samurai game that's getting an HD remaster.
Hmm.
It's originally a PS2 and Xbox game. specifically PS2.
Yeah, I don't think, was the first one on Xbox?
Yeah, but it had a precursor Genma that.
Yeah.
So that technically wouldn't work.
Well, creativity and cardboard, so that's what Labo?
Uh-huh.
One of the games in the series stars Jean Renault.
It's true.
I'm not sure, Dave, that helps me.
Dave, we want you to get this one.
I feel you all pulling
the answer out of me, but I do not know this game.
Played like Resident Evil and Dino Crisis, except you were a samurai.
Hmm.
It just announced the remaster pretty recently, too.
No, I am sorry. I do not know this one.
First part of the word is Japanese for devil. Or demon, I think. I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
It's a word for something.
I'm just making shit up.
It's a word for something. Yeah,
All right, Dan, you're up for the steal.
Labonimusha?
Yep. Nintendo Labonimusha.
I would also play that game if I got to make a cardboard samurai sword.
Seriously?
I would be way into that.
The game needs to have Labo support. All right, well, that's the end of our first round. The score so far is Dan with 6 points, Sean with 3, and Dave with nothing.
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great.
Doing great.
Sean, we combine our scores, right?
Yes.
You have to tip out. You have to tip out.
The Stone Age gamer.
All right, let's keep this thing moving along and head straight to round 2, sequel subtitles. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you video games that are sequels, and you need to tell me what their subtitles were.
Oh, goddamn.
So let's see. Let me come up with an example that's not here. Super Mario World 2, the answer would be Yoshi's Island. That kind of thing.
Electric Boogaloo.
Exactly. Okay, Mr. Dan, you are up first. Okay. Castlevania 2 for Game Boy.
For Game Boy?
Yeah.
Simon's Adventure?
Oh, you are very close. Damn. Anyone for the steal?
Simon's Smaller Adventure.
Is it just the same as the NES, Simon's Quest?
No, it is not.
Thought it would be super tricky.
No, it is Simon's Belmont's Jaunt? Revenge. Oh, shit. Yes.
I wasn't close at all. How dare you? Simon's Adventure is nowhere close to Belmont's
Don't
Revenge.
Talk to me like I'm Dave.
Assholes.
All right, Sean.
Yes.
For NES, Double Dragon 2.
Something's revenge. Why am I thinking Marion's Revenge? Because that is totally not a game yet.
Should be.
It really should be, though. Can I?
Is it? It's revenge. There's revenge.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Like, you're shockingly close. Just think stupid.
Think stupid. Revenge. It's not just the revenge, is it?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Are you serious? It's just the...
Wow.
I was thinking Jaws. I'm like, that's a Jaws thing, but no, they were stupid too.
Yeah, no, this is Double Dragon 2, The Revenge.
The Revenge. I want to see Marion's Revenge.
I do want to play Marion's Revenge. That sounds interesting.
Topical, right?
Right?
Couldn't possibly live up to a Bobo's Big Adventure, but...
No. Are all of these sequels going to feature The Revenge somehow in the title?
That'd be amazing.
No.
I'd like to answer mine now.
Kirby's Revenge.
All right, Dave. Call of Duty 4.
Is that Black Ops?
No, sir.
It's not?
No, it is not. Anybody want to steal?
Steal?
No, I never played.
Dan?
Modern Warfare?
That is correct.
Oh.
Okay.
I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
It was a good one.
All right, Dan.
Okay,
ready?
Chris.
You ready?
I was snarky.
It's coming out snarkier than it should be, and I think it's just because I'm trying really hard not to cough.
You're just bitchy right now?
Let that too.
Fair enough.
All right, Mr. Dan. Fantasy Zone 2.
The Revenge. Fantasy Zone 2, is it the return of Opa Opa?
No.
No, that's
I'm
close,
so
though.
Bummed you didn't get this.
It's not. Is it the Revenge of Opa Opa?
No.
God damn it.
It is.
It is, isn't it?
No, it is not.
Oh.
Do either of you guys want to try to steal?
No way.
No.
Fantasy Zone.
We've talked about this so many times on the show because it's such a ridiculously weird title.
It really is.
It is Fantasy Zone 2. The Tears of Opa Opa.
Tears of
what
Opa.
What the hell?
Damn it.
Wow. That sounds like a prison tattoo.
The super bright, colorful Fantasy Zone. Tears of Opa Opa. Okay, Mr. Sean.
Yes, sir.
Burnout 2.
That's the Paradise one, I think.
Older.
No, I'm wrong. Oh, okay. Wait. There's Burnout, Brother, oh God, my stupid stepbrother played these games. unless he's listening, in which case my wonderful landscaping stepbrother. Burnout 2, Motorhead,
Lemmy.
Crash Joy.
Lemmy Revenge of the Gears.
Belmont's Revenge.
Belmont's Smaller Revenge.
The Gears of Opa Opa.
Wow!
Wow, I'm tempted to give you
he
a point.
He deserves
now.
A point for that.
No, that's a point. The Gears of Opa Opa gets a point.
Yeah, shut up, I'm trying to shoot the moon over here.
Yeah,
Sean, you get a point, but somebody else gets to steal.
What? I get a point. You mean Dave gets a point, or? Oh, I who would.
Sorry, who said Gears of Opa Opa?
That was Dave.
That was Dave. Dave, you get a point for that.
Yes.
Good work. You're on the board.
Comedy point.
Comedy point. No, if you make me laugh hard enough, you totally get points.
Sweet. New strategy.
I love the vamping, but I don't know. I don't know this one. I didn't know it had a subtitle.
All right, Dan, do you have one?
It's something, I think one of them had something impact in the title, but that's all I got. One of the older ones did.
It's almost it. It is Burnout 2, Point of Impact.
Point of Impact.
Okay. I never would have had that.
Right. Dave, with your point officially on the board.
Ding, ding.
NES game, Akari Warriors 2.
Okay, I think I played this game. Akari Warriors 2. I'm trying to picture the cartridge.
Wasn't that like
pretty
the,
sure there's
the,
a shirtless guy.
Yeah, the muscly dudes. It's got to be with the guns and...
Yeah,
it's usually a shirtless guy.
Now I don't think I've played this game in what 35 years. I have nothing on this one.
All right, anybody
you guys
up for a steal?
Got anything?
The Rescue or something?
Oh, that's Akari Warriors 3.
Oh my God,
that's right.
Damn.
The second one was. Almost a Bruce Springsteen song. It was Victory Road and not Thunder Road.
Well done, Dan.
We are out of our league here. Wow.
Gotta keep it Jersey.
All right, Dan. This is a this
okay,
is
I'm
your...
not gonna get this one.
I don't know. I feel like this one might be your meatball.
Okay.
Metroid Prime 2.
Fuck, Metroid Prime 2 was... Shit. Was that Corruption?
Oh, I know this one.
Nope, all right.
No, it's not fucking Corruption, is it? God damn
no,
it.
No, it's not Corruption. That was Dave.
It's Echoes. I know this one.
It is Echoes.
Yeah, it is.
Dave gets another point.
Is that GameCube, right?
It was GameCube.
We're sailing into Dave waters with GameCube stuff now.
Corruption was the third one?
Yeah, Corruption was the third one. Sailing into Dave waters makes me oddly uncomfortable.
Don't take a point from me, please.
You're good. All right, Sean.
Yeah.
Phantasy Star Online Episode 3.
Nope.
Have fun with that one, bro.
Nope. Let me go ahead and make
a GameCube game.
Make your episode a little shorter.
Revenge of Phantasy Star 2 Online. Jeez.
No. Yeah, no, I onlineier. The onlineiest.
I don't know why that sounds so gross. But online
now with more online.
Oh, that just sounds.
Yeah, I agree with the dog. I that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody got a steal on this one?
Nothing.
All right. It is Card Revolution.
Sure.
Oh shit! Sure. Is that a card game?
I think it kind of was. I had given up on PSO at this point. In fact, I never really got into it in the first place. So.
Heavens to Betsy.
Bella, shut the fuck up.
All right, Dave. Brain Age 2.
Oh, Brain Age 2.
That had a subtitle?
They both did.
Really?
Yeah.
Brain Age 2. Oh, no. I played Big Brain Academy. I played the wrong one.
You idiot!
Curse it.
Brain Age 2. Why the fuck did you buy this?
Brain Age 2. Wrong game.
Brain Age 2.
What year was that?
Brain Age 2. Oh boy, I don't even know what year that was.
This is why they don't let them ask Alex Trebek follow.
Okay, I'll just go. Brain Age 2, the final exam.
That would have been a really good subtitle. That's except good. Then they wouldn't have been able to do Brain Age 3,
right? Yeah.
Finaler exam.
The revenge
the college
of the
years. All right, anybody want to steal?
No,
I got nothing.
All right, this is also really stupid because the first one was Brain Age: Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day, and the second one was called Brain Age 2: More Training in Minutes a Day.
No,
stop it.
Featuring Steve Guttenberg,
virtually hours a day.
Jeez. All right, okay. Last ones. Dan?
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot 2. I know you're a huge Crash Bandicoot fan, so...
I mean, I wouldn't say huge. All right. Crash 2. Not Cortex. Cortex is...
Mm-hmm.
He just reminded me. I know this one.
Wrath of Cortex is 3.
Mm-hmm.
Son of... No. Wrath of Cortex was like way later. Mm-hmm. Something with Cortex, though. Cortex... They might as well have called it The Revenge because it's Cortex Strikes Back.
That's right!
Dang!
Wow, got there.
The Revenge.
I'm over here humming the Star Wars theme to give you a hint.
Yeah.
Because it's the second one.
Bella.
You said it. You said it, dog.
Trying to record a show. The people don't give a shit what you have to say. Just dog sitting.
All right, Sean. 1943.
Oh, man. There was a... Whoa. That's never gonna. That's not happening. let me throw a dart in a darkened bar here. 1943
does not involve the word revenge.
Well, then what's the point?
Hitler is still a prick.
Oh, I get it. Vengeance. it is 1943. Let's see.
Jeez, I think I sort of know this one, but I don't know them.
I remember there being, I don't know if it was this. Is there a clue coming?
No, this was me. Was this an arcade? Is in the arcade, or was this like an SNES? Was this like a Nintendo only thing?
It was in the arcade, and it was also on NES.
Okay. I'm visualizing the game cabinet.
I'm trying to think. Was it like about the theaters? Like maybe there was like the Pacific or.
Oh, shit. That's it. I can steal
close. That's pretty close.
I think I'm going to call time. Give this to Dave. What do you think, Dave?
I knew it was the battle of something like the whole way, but when you said theaters, it's the battle of Midway.
It is.
I was going to guess that, and then I was like, you idiot. Oh, well, I am an idiot now. Damn.
You should always guess.
I know. Chris even told me, think stupid.
That's right.
All right, Dave, last question. Donkey Kong Country 2. There's some tricky wordplay in it, so I'm going to have to insist you get it correct.
Donkey Kong Country 2.
Tricky wordplay. I got it.
It's like Diddy's Revenge.
Talk about
what sounds dirty.
Diddy's Revenge.
Can we offer help?
But sure. Don't you help him?
I'm sorry. You're right.
You can help
you
me.
You have it.
You can help me because maybe he can help me still.
If Dave gets this, he will tie with Sean.
No. I don't know it.
All right then.
I think I know it.
All right, go for it.
Okay. I was going to say Diddy's Quest. Then you mentioned tricky wordplay, and I pictured the box, and I remember thinking that is the stupidest subtitle of all time. Is it Diddy's Kong Quest?
Like that Kong is Quest? Correct.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Man. Bad
Diddy's
wordplay.
Kong Quest.
Comes back to help me out.
All right, Sean. So now we are sitting at Dan with 9, Sean with 5, Dave with 3.
I feel like we're running hard.
We're almost there, Sean. We're only 2 back.
That's right. That's true. We're going to pool.
All right. The next round, if I can get this working, is the music round. Uh-oh. I love doing music rounds. Music round is fun. So music round, what did I do for the music round this time? I said, oh, this one's silly. All right. This is, I'm calling this Cover This. Basically, I'm going to play you a song that was originally older and then was remade into something newer. You need to tell me the name of the game that is the remake.
The remake?
Oh, yes.
So does that make it easier or harder?
Harder.
In some cases, easier. In some cases, harder, I think.
So, yes. It's not a great answer to that question.
Randomly send those harder ones. Try it. Randomly send those harder ones to the champ.
Okay. I'll do my Dan's gonna hate me for the first one. So let's go ahead and get started. So remember, this is you need to tell me the name of the remake. So here is the first song for Dan. If it will play.
Skate or Die Hard. So I have to tell you the game that version of that song was in.
Correct.
Wii Music?
No, sir.
Damn it.
Oh, that's an interesting guess, yeah.
Oh, wait, and was that... No, I already gave my guess. I can't...
Anybody want to steal?
So, Sean, should we just guess Mario games?
Yeah, man, you go ahead. You know more than I.
What was a remake of Mario games?
Go ahead.
No, I was... Chris, should they guess Donkey Kong games? Or is that still not right? No, okay, that's still not right. Okay, never mind.
I'm going to go Paper Mario.
No, sir.
All right.
I'll try. Super Mario MPG. RPG. Super Mario miles per gallon. Super Mario leases a car. Super Mario RPG.
Well, you were the closest. You at least landed on the right system. That was Super Mario All-Stars.
Super Mario All-Stars. No shit.
All right, Sean, you're up.
Okay.
I'll give you a clue on this. This was a Game Boy Advance game. Here is your song.
That's a newer version of a song?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it played on sticks at first?
It's
just a bunch of dudes humming.
The original game was on NES, and that version was Game Boy Advance.
Bomberman? Super Bomberman?
That is a negative.
Ultra Bomber Revenge Man.
Ultra Revenge Bomber Man.
Anybody else have a guess?
Balloon Fight 2, The Revenge.
The Revenge of the Pin.
Well, Dan, I already know you don't know this one, so.
I don't know this
one? Oh, I'm wrong?
I'm
wrong.
Believe it or not, that actually was not the name of the game. No, this is Kirby Nightmare in Dreamland.
Oh yeah,
the remake of Kirby's Adventure for NES.
Oh,
Dan, you and I share that disdain of Kirby. So, yeah,
oh god, it's the worst thing ever.
Bollocks!
It's worse than standing in line at the post office. I don't care what that old commercial says.
I know the music is not good.
No,
how dare you?
Objectively terrible.
He said to the Waveback host.
What does he know?
All right, Dave, you're up.
Yeah. Heard that song a lot in my life.
Bet you have.
But I have no idea where it came from.
I had a really hard time turning that one off.
I was enjoying it. I didn't want you to turn it off because I don't know what the answer is. That's the primary reason.
Just want to listen to it.
But I definitely have heard that a lot. Ugh.
You want a few more seconds?
Nah, it's really ticking me off. I don't know what that is, but yeah, I don't have it.
Any steals?
It's not Tropical Freeze on Switch, is it?
No. That's not really a remake.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that really counts. I know I've heard that before, too.
Not here, man.
Wow. That was the Amazon stage from DuckTales Remastered.
Oh.
That's why we've heard it,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, we've all heard that, yeah.
We're all terrible at this.
Yes.
It's okay. I like you anyway.
Oh, that's fair.
All right, Dan. You okay. Are up. All right, what do you got?
I feel like I should know this.
I feel like you should know this.
Castlevania Rebirth?
Negative.
No. Don't lick the microphone, dog. God.
Sorry.
That's not it.
That's not it either.
Got a fill.
All right. Anyone want to steal?
Can I ask what's the system this is brought to? Is it a PS3 game?
This was on, I believe, PS3, Xbox 360. It was recently ported to Switch.
Recently ported to Switch?
Mm-hmm. This remake was ported to Switch.
See, to me, if it has like a Mega Man vibe to it.
You're kind of in the right direction.
Oh, never mind.
No, what were you? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, the very beginning, it reminded me of some music from Top Gun. I thought maybe because I think they did one, but that I don't think so. I don't think they would have been like, let's bring that Top Gun remake no one played to the Switch.
I don't have it.
That is Ken Stage from Street Fighter 2.
Oh, damn. Wow.
From Super Capcom, Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
That's what it was. It had that distinct Capcom feel to it. Man, these are so hard because it's like you've heard all these songs so many times, but you just can't place them.
It really is hard to do these out of context. Or at least, I always feel like it's hard for us, and I feel like people listening to the show are like, you idiots! Oh, my God.
right.
So clearly, Mr. Mosquito. Stage 3. How dare you?
Okay, Sean. I love this game with all of my heart and soul. And I don't know if you've ever played it, but we're about to find out.
Looking forward to letting you down, Chris. Friday the 13th for the NES. Easily. The only thing I was thinking, it's clearly not, I'm just saying, I was thinking a vibe of like Eternal Sonata. But yeah, I Harvest Moon, I don't know.
This was a remake of an old Sega Master System game that came out last year.
No. No. I'm curious, but no.
Dan or Dave?
Dragon's Trap.
Dan is correct. Wonder Boy the Dragon's Trap.
I know both of those words.
I only know that because you said remake of the Master System game. I thought that was something from Wind Waker HD.
Dude, I was going to guess Wind Waker as soon as Chris said he adores the game. I was like, I'm a super fan of the show. I know you love Wind Waker.
Right? It sounded like a jaunty sea shanty.
I do. I do love Wind Waker.
Jaunty is the perfect word to describe it.
And the opposite of how I'm feeling after that question.
All righty. Let's see as this loads up here. Dave, this one's for you.
This song I've also heard very much in my life. Castlevania 4?
Oh.
Super Castlevania 4?
You know, it's definitely not a Castlevania game.
Oh, damn.
Originally an NES game, and yeah. this remake is for Sega Genesis. Well, technically Sega Mega Drive, because it never came out in America, at least not in a cartridge format.
Talk about a meatball question.
Then I've never played the remake, so I must have known this from the NES version. So,
but we did play it on the Pain in the Ass-a-thon, I think, last year.
Yeah, it was last year's. Who played it? Was it?
Bugger.
Yeah, Jonathan played it.
Well, that doesn't mean, that means it's not a Bubsy game, so I'm out.
Funny you mentioned Bubsy. I just somebody just messaged me on Twitter something about there's a new Bubsy game in the works. So I don't know. I'll have to be looking into that after the show's over. So exciting. Anybody want to steal?
Wily Wars.
Dan is correct. Mega Man the Wily Wars. That was Flashman's stage.
Again, there's a lot of innuendo in this episode. We've got Flashman now. We got Diddy doing whatever.
In Urendo.
In Urendo. Was that a Scrubs reference?
Yes, it was.
Yo, it's podcast high five, man.
Self five. All right, Dan, you are up.
I think that was the deleted track from the Beauty and the Beast remake starring Hermione Granger.
For Sega Genesis.
For Sega Genesis. I don't know. That was jaunty as shit, too. Was that Wind Waker HD?
That was Wind Waker HD.
Yes. Damn it, man.
Always go with jaunty.
Damn it.
Play the host, not the questions.
Wise words.
Well played, Dan. Okay, let's see. Sean, this one's for you.
Yay. Feels like a, is it a racing game?
No, but I will give you the hint that the stage takes place on a highway. This was originally a Super Nintendo game. This remake was on the PSP.
I definitely know the original.
Bad Dudes Redux Revenge. Yeah. I don't know. I'm letting you down, Chris.
You're not a bad enough dude to guess this. Guess this song.
Was that an originally a Mega Man X?
That is correct.
Song,
but what is the remake called?
Oh God. So I've never owned a PSP.
What did he hunt?
Yeah.
The Wily Hunter. The
No.
No, I don't know. If you have it.
Go for it, Dan.
I do. Maverick Hunter X.
You are correct.
Wow. I have not played nearly enough Mega Man to even listen to this episode later.
But in all honesty, all of the non-jaunty songs have sound Mega Man to me, so.
Well, Dave, this is another jaunty song.
Oh, brilliant.
So, enjoy.
Oh, I have this.
I could listen to that all night.
It's Monkey Island 2.
No, sir.
Monkey Island 3.
No, this is something about a narwhal. This is supposed to be a remake. So, who wants to try?
I said I wanted to try. But now I'm going to look stupid. I thought it was Monkey Island 1 Special Edition.
You are absolutely correct.
Aha! Oh, man. I don't even want a point. I just want a rubber chicken with a pulley in the middle.
That's all I've ever wanted. Seriously, why have I never been able to find an actual rubber chicken with a pulley in the middle?
Did you try giving wax lips to the store clerk?
To a yak?
There you go.
God, I love that game so much.
I got one in the music round.
I would pay all kinds of money for that game on Switch. I just want it with me everywhere. Okay, everyone's last song. Dan, you are up.
Okay. I'm going to be real mad if I don't get that one, aren't I?
I think you might be.
Is that Powered Up?
That is. Wow, yes. Good one.
All right.
Mega Man Powered Up for PSP.
Whose stage was that? Was that...
That was...
Iceman?
That was Elec-Man.
Elec-Man, okay.
Wow. Honestly, Dan's doing better than I thought he was going to.
I'm in awe. I'm awe, man. Hear my jaunty music.
Really good.
All right, Sean.
A little chibi version of Mega Man just running around being awesome.
That game was great.
It was great. It was back like when the PSP had so much promise in life.
It did. It was full of potential.
God, it was such a great system.
It's just like the GameCube when Capcom was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to support the shit out of this thing.
And then nothing.
Things went awry.
Like the real life version of Advance Wars that PSP had that I loved, and I can't remember the name.
Oh, I can't remember the name of that either. Oh, that's gonna bother me. The hell was that called?
I don't know. I'll think of it later. I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, Sean. I apologize for this one.
Oh no.
This is kind of a deep cut, and I absolutely despise this game because I love the originals.
I hate it.
The originals were on the NES, and this was on the Super Nintendo. This is a butchering of this amazing song, by the way. Can't listen to it anymore.
Okay. That is a really bad addition. If I'm right about... Okay, let me start at the bottom. That sounds Ninja Gaiden to me.
You are correct. That was an amazing song from the original Ninja Gaiden, completely butchered.
Man, it's borderline unrecognizable.
But they didn't do a straight port of, like, that game, I thought.
Oh, but they did.
Hold on. Well, I mean, it's from Ninja Gaiden. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, but I thought that...
This was similar to a Super Mario All-Stars type of situation.
Okay, yeah, so I was right. Ninja Gaiden Trilogy?
You are correct.
That game was so bad, I think I took it back early when I rented it.
Awful.
So bad.
So awful.
And that music was a butchery. Was that level one or two, I think?
That was a little later in the game. It was when you went out under the mines.
Okay.
When he dropped you through that hole and...
No, okay, because I remember they also butchered the really amazing introductory music.
Oh, yeah, and the cutscenes themselves. They removed the fading effect, so whenever something faded in, it just blam, right there.
It's almost like they did it on purpose.
It was like they gave this project to somebody who hated video games.
Yeah. Can you kill Ninja Gaiden for us so we don't have to make these anymore? That's what we want you to do.
That's what we want. We're not going to make a Super Nintendo sequel. God, that game is so bad. And it's so expensive now. And like, I have it and I'll never sell it just because I love bad games. But, God damn.
I honestly remember taking that back early and happily. The only other one I did that with, I think, was the Total Recall game that they did for, was that Super Nintendo, I think?
Yeah.
That was not great.
So bad. Anyway.
All right. Dave, we're going to end on a high note because this is an excellent remake. Possibly one of the best remakes ever.
Sounds so iconic.
The original was on NES. This remake was for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh.
And it was so good, it renders the original one almost pointless.
Which is really saying something.
It really is.
The original was NES. The remake was Game Boy Advance.
Yes.
And they added stuff to it.
Did. Wonderful stuff. Besides, you know, remade music and graphics.
Hmm. No, I don't have it. Sean, do you think you have it?
Well, I thought I did. I thought it was I thought it was the Blaster Master song.
Oh no!
Oh, never mind.
Unfortunately, gotcha. Blaster Master was never straight remade before.
That's why when you said it, I was like, I want to steal. No, I don't.
No, I don't know it. Although I'll kick myself when you say it, I'm sure.
Dan, give it to me like you love me.
It's Zero Mission.
That is correct.
Oh, Metroid.
Zero Mission.
Dang.
Well, we've got a bit of a blowout situation here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dan's currently at 15 points. Sean close behind with 7.
Woo!
And Dave with 3.
Prime number squad.
Yes.
All right.
Dave, you're doing well.
Oh, that's whatever. I was just trying to not get shut out. Mission accomplished.
I think, Dave, am I right in saying that we came here to do two things? One, not get
bubblegum.
Right. Is there a bubblegum reference here? We came here to not get shut out and to try to hang with Tiff's writing in game box text.
Oh yeah,
right.
I think we're gonna acquit ourselves well in that category.
Right, I'm
excited.
As long as we can get near what she turns out.
However,
every
Chris
year.
Is gonna be like, oh yeah, I know both of those games. I've actually played them last night. I know.
Of course.
That strangely doesn't come up as often as I thought it would when coming up with this category. Like most of the time, I actually have never played the games.
Also, Tiff will be so excited to hear that. Thank you.
All right, so it is time for Back of the Box, one of my favorites. Basically, every contestant here is going to read me 3 games, and only one of them is going to be real, and it is my job to guess which one the real one is. So, Dan, fire us off.
All right. First game is called Haunted. This survival horror game pits you not against a specific enemy, but a house. Playing as Deacon Crane, renowned paranormal investigator and con man, you are charged with investigating the most haunted mansion in America, Cooley Manor. The house fights against you by moving rooms, flipping corridors upside down, and taunting you with visions of your past, horribly twisted. The goal is to escape the house or be trapped there forever to walk the halls with victims past. 2002 for the PlayStation 2.
All right.
Game number 2, Barrow Hill, a horror adventure game set in Barrow Hill based on notoriously terrifying Cornwall, England. You must spend the evening in the town solving puzzles and deciphering riddles to discover what is happening to the residents of Barrow Hill and how the unrest is tied to a local archaeological dig. Navigate your way through country bumpkin legends and superstitions using modern-day electronics like your PDA and GPS device. 2006 for the PC.
Ah, PC games, always my weakness.
Finally, Chris, in this, I told Tiff to write, like, Halloween and horror-themed games and then realized the podcast would be coming out in November. But whatever, it's all good.
Hey, you know, it was all, yeah.
Yeah, we're recording the day before Halloween on Mischief Night, as it were. So, have you guys been out to TP any houses tonight? Not yet? Sorry.
Heading out right after this.
Depends how I do here, yeah.
Just angry, taking out my frustrations on my neighbor. Final game, Amy, a survival horror game with the scariest premise of all. This game is literally a full-length escort mission. The horror. A stealth survival game. The eponymous Amy is an autistic psychic, because those are the same thing, right? Child who also has healing powers? You play as her guardian, Lana, whose only purpose is to guide young Amy out of a zombie-infested city. Amy is immune to the zombie disease, so, of course, there's also an evil corporation trying to capture her. You must protect Amy from the hordes through stealth and strategic use of said healing powers. Literally the worst part of any video game, now with no pesky plot. 2012 for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Oh boy, I really want that one to be Amy, you said it was called?
Amy.
Crap. All right. I've definitely never heard of any of these games. So the first one was
The Haunted.
The Haunted. The second one was
Just Haunted. Barrow Haunted. Hill and Amy.
Barrow Hill. Well, I'm a big fan of John Barrowman, so I'm going to vote for Barrow Hill.
Incorrect, sir. The phony game, unfortunately, was not fucking Amy, which it should be. They actually made a game that is literally just an escort mission. The fake game was Haunted.
Huh.
Cooley Manor is not an actual video game location, but Tiff is so good at video game ideas.
Wow. All right. Well, point for Dan. I think I was doing that backwards. I was trying to guess the real one, but yeah, whatever. Point's yours.
Yay. Point's mine.
All right, Sean.
Yeah, I was going to say, did I do this right, that I have two fakes and a real?
Yes, okay. You did it right.
Oh, okay. I fucked it up. Whatever.
That's
fine.
Okay.
Oh, I fucked it up too. I did two reels and a fake.
All right, I'll take my bonus point for following the rules.
That's fine. That's fine.
Which done, will not so help me.
You've done this before, right?
Sorry, no. I haven't. This is my first time. Be gentle.
There's no recording of this anywhere.
No.
But Chris, I in listening to episodes past, I have to tell you that I am a member of the particular school of BSing about video games that does not tell you the title. So okay. Okay. This will not have an accompanying title, so good luck.
Oh boy. All right.
Here we go. Game one. At Fallout Creek University, all is not right. Strange black flowers have suddenly sprung up everywhere on campus, and while experimenting on these flowers in class, a dangerous substance was discovered that induces bizarre lucid dreams. There is more to the flowers than anyone could have expected. And when the seeds finally germinate, a bad trip suddenly turns into a horrible reality. 2009 for the Wii. Ready for game two?
Yes.
It's all on you now, detective. Re-X, a new designer drug, holds Silver City in its grasp. A mysterious gang rises from the shadows, seemingly untouchable by the law. Step into the shoes of Detective Ken Childress. Navigate the unforgiving streets of a city gone mad with only your wits, your pistol, and your instincts to protect you. Gather clues, pursue leads, and end the sinister forces corrupting your city. 1990 for the PC. Hmm. And right. Game three, if you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
No one can hear you. 500 meters below the Pacific Ocean, you are the sole surviving crew member of the USS Iowa, a Virginia-class nuclear submarine. No one can reach you. Something stalks the cramped halls and silent decks of your boat. Something deadly. Something the science team smuggled on board. Something that you must stop. No one is coming. The hull is damaged, the ship is flooding, and time is running out. Survive by sticking to the shadows, distracting your pursuer however you can, and find some way to end this nightmare before it's too late. 2017 for the PC and PS4.
Hmm. All right, and I am guessing the real one or the fake one?
You are guessing because I did it right. The real one.
I'm guessing the real one. I'm going to take a swing and say that the real one was the first one, and that's Fragile Dreams for the Wii.
Chris, I am impressed. You're not right about the title, but, you know, you make the rules. You got the right game. It was Obscure 2 or Obscure the Aftermath.
Oh, Obscure. That's right.
And it's the Wii release was in 2009. It originally came out in 2007.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Huh. Chris fucked up the title. I think that's worth 5 points.
I'll take them. I'll take them. And they will not help.
I will give you 1 point for that since I didn't get the title right.
Woo!
And I was ballsy enough to go ahead and throw one out there. So
you were. That was super shitty. You were just like, oh, I know this.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. Well, Dave, it is your turn. I just got to say, excellent theatric, dramatic readings there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quite chilling. All right, Dave, what have you got for me?
Well, Chris, you strike me like a guy who enjoys a separation of church and game. So I would like to present you a 3-pack of religious games, all for the PC.
Oh, boy.
So game,
sign me up.
Game number one, Exodus, 40 Days and Nights to Freedom. In this Oregon Trail clone, players take on the role of Moses, leading the chosen people to freedom from Egyptian slavery. Managing food, supplies, and the health of your followers will not be easy, especially while fleeing from the Pharaoh's men. Oasis or mirage? Travel by day or night? Call upon a miracle? It's all up to you.
Okay.
Game number two. Dance Praise. Dance Dance Revolution is great. Shut up. Dance Dance Revolution is great, but every song being secular, oftentimes with questionable lyrics, can be a bit of a buzzkill if your goal is to celebrate the Lord while burning away the pounds. From that desire came Dance Praise, a dance game where you groove to nothing but inspirational Christian music. Praise and its extensions contain hundreds of contemporary Christian songs.
That sounds excellent. Get some fucking Carmen and some DC Talk in there.
Little jars of clay.
It's so believable.
Little jars of clay.
It's so believable.
All right. Here's the last one. JCRPG. That's right. Jesus Christ, the role-playing game, is a trilogy of adventures revolving around three major Bible stories. Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. In each one, you command different party members. In birth, you play as Mary and Joseph battling an army out to kill their infant son, Jesus. Wait, there's more. In death, you play as fully grown Jesus alongside Mary Magdalene, Simon, Peter, and Judas. In resurrection, he, the angel Gabriel, and the thief who Jesus forgave on the cross enter hell to rescue innocent Old Testament sinners.
Wait.
Wow.
So there's your platter
of games.
If
that is real, I'm downloading it as soon as this episode is
over. So there's your three options.
Back next week.
Exodus, right, three 40 options. Days and Nights to Freedom, Dance Praise, or JCRPG.
And I'm trying to pick the real one?
You're trying to pick... No, you're trying to pick the fake. Two of them.
Two of these are real.
God. All right. I know there is a Bible game from Wisdom Tree called Exodus, but it's called Exodus Journey from the Promised Land, but I don't remember it being an Oregon Trail clone. The other two are freaking fascinating. I'm guessing the fake one. Gotta guess that the dancing one is fake. Because the third one's too crazy not to be real. And the first one, my guess is the second one.
No, Exodus 40 Days and Nights to Freedom is the one I made up.
Damn.
Wow.
So you can get Dance Praise on multiple platforms.
I can get Dance Praise. Oh my God, that is wonderful.
But is it though?
Yes.
So that last game is actually real, huh?
Yes, Jesus Christ RPG.
JCRPG. Oh, it looks wonderful. I just looked it up.
I kind of think the characters look kind of cute.
Where can I find this?
Steam.
Or Bible Camp.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Dave just Sunday schooled us.
Oh. Wow.
Well played. 5 extra bonus points.
You know, if I gave him 5 extra bonus points every time you told me to, he'd be beating you right now.
Yeah, I know.
Fair enough. It wouldn't last.
All right.
Got one more round, Chris.
Hold on. Can I just say that, just real quick, I didn't include this, but the final boss in the JCRPG game is, of course, Satan.
Naturally.
But it's a robot called the Special Amphibian Tactical Assault N-Droid.
No.
But I, what's an N droid? They just did that to make it an N, right?
Oh, that's horrible.
Anyway.
Dave, well done.
Thanks, sir.
Man.
Wow, all three of you got me, huh?
No, well, you got yourself on mine, but...
That's right, that's true, I did.
And I cheated, so...
Fair enough. All right, final round, everybody. Round 5, this one I think I even stole the name from Jeopardy. In other words, this is the one that Dean so colossally failed at. I will be giving you synonyms for game titles. So, you guys ready?
All right.
Fun! Good Let's times! Excitement! Jumping jacks! Dan, you are up first! Brilliant piffering... Sorry, piffering. Wow, I can talk. I just put another cough drop in my mouth. Brilliant pilfering land vehicles.
Brilliant pilfering.
Oh, I got that one.
Land vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Can I steal?
Absolutely, you can.
Is it Grand Theft Auto?
It is Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Get
it's it. Dave, right?
Yep.
Sorry, you and Sean sound so similar in my in this Skype.
Don't.
Sean?
Was that your Dave impression, by the way?
No.
I thought that was Dave. Damn. All right, Sean. Destructive Frenzy Global Circuit.
Destructive Frenzy Global Circuit. Destructive Frenzy. It's Destructive Frenzy Global Circuit.
That is correct.
I feel I'm going to know this. Destructive Frenzy. I feel like it's... Rampage World Tour?
Yeah, Rampage World Tour.
All right.
Good one. All right. That's another point for Sean.
Ha-ha.
Mr. Dave. Something that hasn't been plotted on a map amid pilferers.
I got this.
It's Uncharted Among Thieves.
Correct.
All right.
Something that hasn't been plotted on a map. I don't know why they didn't go with that for the original title.
Around Seriously, people who take things that don't belong to them.
That was better than amid pilferers. Well done. Mm-mm. Bonus point for Sean.
I'm coming for you, Dan. Not really.
Rushing it.
All right, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Organized amusement and view exhibit.
Organized amusement.
And view exhibit. It's an ampersand, actually.
What the f- Organized.
Organized amusement. And view exhibit. I got nothing.
Any takers?
These are way harder, Chris. This show is not fun anymore.
That's tough.
Get him.
That's tough.
Game & Watch Gallery.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
You can keep that one. Thanks.
That makes total sense.
You're John? Dick.
Yes.
Stronghold Opposite of Day.
Oh, I got this one, I think.
Okay, so... Night... Stronghold. Stronghold opposite of night, right?
Stronghold opposite of day.
Oh, opposite of day, so night. Or eve.
It's very popular right now. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
It's awful.
I hate it. I'm so angry about it.
I hate it so much. All the dumb dances. I don't even care if that gives it away.
Sean, I'm actually proud that you're not going to get this, and I'm happy that you're not going to get it. I'm also happy that your kid doesn't want to play it.
Oh.
And yet I'm sad that the clues there are doing nothing for me. Stronghold.
Mine played it for like 2 days, and they were over it. They still
played it for like 10 minutes and it was dances. Over.
Yeah, I don't know, like a Team Fortress game? I don't.
Oh, that's so close.
You are almost there. You're sniffing
take
it.
Take off the wrists.
Team Fortnite. Fortnite.
There you go.
Wow, you guys are justice your way to that point.
That was a lot of charity. I'm going to dance praise for all three of you guys.
All right, seriously, Dave.
Yo.
How many motherfuckers do you see shooping out in public? Stop it. Damn it.
God. Shooping out in public. All right. Dave, Annelids, End of Days. End of Days. Annelids, End of Days.
What? Sean, can I get a definition of annelids?
That's the science route, and that's tough. My taxonomy is pretty bad.
Is it an insect?
No, I think
they're feeling foolish right now. They're
pink and long and squishy.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Okay. Wait, what was the clue again? Annelids, what?
End of Days. I believe this particular iteration was on PlayStation 2, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast.
I have it.
Earthworms, the Apocalypse.
Oh my God.
I want it. Wow. I want it.
Wow.
That's so...
You play as Squiggles, the suicidal terror-causing monster.
That was so amazingly close. All right, Sean, did you say you wanted to steal this one?
No.
Oh, okay, then
Dan,
what do you got?
Annelid was something that I could picture.
Worms Armageddon?
Correct.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I mean, I feel like I could have parsed that out, but I've never heard of the game, so. Wow.
Earthworm Apocalypse Squiggins.
All right, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Bloodsucker Brink.
Vampire Edge?
I'll give you a hint. It's not vampire. I mean literal bloodsucker.
Okay. Literal bloodsucker.
Bloodsucker Brink. I believe we've talked about this game on the show fairly recently.
I'm sure we have.
I might have a guess. Yeah, I'd have a steal.
Yeah, no. Steal away.
John?
What you got? Is it Parasite Eve?
It is Parasite
Love
Eve.
Love that game.
God damn it.
Nice one.
Well done.
Love
we
did that.
We talked about that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That might be why I had it on the brain, in fact.
Hmm. Hmm.
Okay, Sean. Duplicated mythical flying lizard.
Let me hear that again.
Duplicated mythical flying lizard.
Now I feel like this is another think stupid moment.
It really is.
I hope it's a meatball, otherwise I'm going to sound dumb, but is it Double Dragon?
It is Double Dragon.
Right. Also, for everybody, Parasite Eve, great lesson, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell. Just saying, if anybody says video games don't teach you anything.
Oh, there you go. Oh, boy. All right, Dave. Exceptional Elude Sphere.
Exceptional what sphere?
Elude.
Exceptional. Oh, Super Dodgeball.
Super Dodgeball.
Well done.
Sean, that's a special game for us.
I know, man. I'm trying to, as soon as my daughter is ready, I'm going to teach her the joys of playing dodgeball.
Defeating the USSR.
In Kenya. Right. And then to beware, for your ultimate enemy is always a photo negative of yourself.
The Game Boy Advance game was amazing.
NES was amazing.
Oh, it was.
The guys cried into their elbow and went and rubbed back and forth when they lost. It was like this ritualistic sobbing. It was beautiful.
All right, Dan.
Uh-huh.
All right, this is the last one for each of you.
Cry.
Dan. Crazy Person Opulent Residence.
Crazy Person Opulent Residence?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a softball.
Well, I got the steal if it goes.
Try not to make the whole game too hard.
No,
Sean, you got this, right?
No.
Psycho something?
He's right and rooting for Sean, because Sean is currently 3 points behind.
What is it again, just so that I'm ready for Dave?
Oh,
or...
I got it. Sorry. Maniac Mansion.
Yeah,
Maniac Mansion.
Oh, good one. Okay.
All right, Sean. Subsequent heat unit.
Oh, you dirty man. Heat unit.
Or heating unit, I suppose, would be a little bit more accurate.
I got the steel.
Subsequent, you said?
A subsequent is what I said.
Heating unit. Subsequent heating unit. After Fahrenheit.
Oh my god.
Hold on.
Oh my god.
Wrong unit, dude.
Yeah.
I get that
wrong
a lot.
Wrong unit definition.
I get that a lot. Yeah, I Splinter Cell? I don't know.
Perfect.
Thank you. Splinter Dave, Cell degrees. Them.
Is it Afterburner?
It is Afterburner.
Oh. Burner? Sure. Okay. It's your show. Like, after all, fine.
Subsequent heating coils might have been better.
Good one, Dan. Good one, Dan.
Dave got it.
Well, I...
Yeah, Sean.
We're about to have some factions in here.
All right, Dave, last question of the night. Elementary substances, which are crystalline when solid and characterized by opacity, ductility, conductivity, and a unique luster when freshly fractured, disc or wheel with teeth cut out that mesh with other parts, neither liquid nor gas.
Am I having a nightmare?
Okay.
I promise this is so much easier than it sounds.
All right. So there's gears in there somewhere. All right. Can we have that one more time?
No.
Elementary substances which are crystalline when solid and characterized by opacity, ductility, conductivity, and a unique luster when freshly fractured. Disc or wheel with teeth cut out that mesh with other parts, neither liquid nor gas.
Oh, I get it. I got it.
Okay. Solid.
Jesus.
Kind of a dick move, Chris.
Elementary materials.
I'm certain that if you figure out the last two, the first one will come to you.
Okay, I have gears in there. I have solid in there.
Mm-hmm.
I need it one more time. Maybe one more time.
I'm kind of almost saying it already.
Dave is having his Dean moment right here.
You really are.
Elementary substances which are crystalline when solid and characterized by opacity, ductility, conductivity, and a unique luster when freshly fractured. And then gear and solid.
And then
Metal Gear Solid. Hey!
And then gear and solid.
And then gear.
I'm like, you try to trick me with so many words for a thing.
You know what, Chris? I would pay real money to have you try to read that entire thing in the Solid Snake voice.
God, can I even do a Solid Snake voice?
But like, I want it in the Metal Gear. But like,
elementary substances which are crystalline when solid and characterized by opacity, ductility, conductivity, and a unique luster when freshly fractured. Disc or wheel with teeth cut out that mesh with other parts, neither liquid nor gas. Metal Gear Solid.
That has made my night. I don't care who wins, even though I know well who done. Is, but that is fantastic.
Why, thank you. My snake? David Hayter impression is a snake.
Snake!
Well, there's a new Bubsy game coming out.
Heard about that.
I can't even wrap my freaking head around what I just saw. I'm astonished. Anyway, well, that was a hoot and or a holler. I guess we won't get to any of my tiebreaker questions, which is fine because they were pretty out there. So in third place, Dave with 8 points.
Yeah, bronze.
No, sorry,
metal,
nine points. With 14 points, Sean, and our
exactly
literally choking on the words.
What he said.
Exactly. Our returning champion, Dan, with 18 points.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Strong showing this week, yeah. Chris.
Strong showing. Well done. That was a lot of fun. Thank you guys very much for playing. Thank you very much for joining us.
It was a pleasure just to be nominated.
Dave and Sean, why don't you give us a quick rundown of where people can find more of your antics on the internets?
Yeah, Dave, you go first this time.
You want me to go first?
I do.
Okay, well, you can find me on Twitter at @fat_lobster. Please listen to Podadelphia if you are a fan of Philadelphia sports. We will put out a new show every Monday morning, and you can find us on Twitter at Podadelphia.
And you can find me on Twitter at Jonathan B. Hayes. I'm on Instagram, I think at the same name, just Sean Hayes, but make sure you're not following the person from Will and Grace. It's S-H-A-U-N. Also, check out The Whip Around on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come out every Wednesday morning. And we are thewhiparound at gmail.com if you've got a weird news item you'd like us to talk about or just want to drop us a line. Thank you very much.
I want you to know that there's a new Bubsy game coming out.
Go ahead and drop that in our email, Chris, please.
I just might. Anyway, to our regular spiel, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris. That's Geekade KRIS. And Dan, where can the good people find you?
At Geekade Dan.
If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here tonight, good luck, because it was a trivia episode, and, well, I'm not making that many show notes. But you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher. Or if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, for making this show listenable for all you folks. And we'd like to apologize to Evan for this show being, Dan's episodes in two parts. Anyway, we'd like to thank Mark TDK Knight for our show's theme song. You can check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp or his website, which we have a link to in the show notes. Again, always remember to keep your eyes on geekade.com for more fresh original content. Join us next week when we'll be discussing video game crossovers, because what better way to follow up a crossover podcast than with a podcast about crossovers? I was really proud of that sentence.
That was really good.
You should be. You should be.
Well done. Bravo.
I polished it to a spit shine. Very, very happy about it. All right. Well, once again, thanks for joining us. I hope you all had fun. And that is it on behalf of Dan and myself and these gentlemen here from the Whip Around Podcast. Keep playing games.